Dr. Mary Ayers, and I'm here with Leanna Frederick, who is a life coach and specializes in helping entrepreneurs stay focused and motivated and gets them past fears that keep them from success. Welcome, Leanna.
Hi, Mary.
Leanna, what is the top success killer for entrepreneurs?
Well, after doing surveys with a lot of different entrepreneurs, the most common answer to that question is lack of motivation. And when you really think about it, if you were able to wake up every morning and go to work on your business with a lot of motivation, that would make a huge difference. So that is what people see as the biggest success killer.
It's amazing how, you know, you can talk to several different business people and come up with such a prominent problem that they all experience.
Right.
So what are the symptoms of, you know, this lack of motivation?
The most common one that's talked about is procrastination. And putting off those things that you know you should be doing to work towards your business success and just putting them off. Another really common one is changing directions all the time, chasing one shiny idea after another, but never really completing the idea and completing the project. And so definitely a lack of clarity. Another symptom is just a general lack of excitement about the business, wondering why in the world did I start it in the first place, or feeling kind of bored in the business. Another symptom is spending your day doing things that really don't matter, spending a lot of time on emails, on organization and filing, which is all nice, but really don't matter when it comes to bringing in revenue and actually growing your business. So basically spending the days without focus and at the end of the day feeling like, what did I accomplish anyway? I just don't really feel like I accomplished anything. So all of those are symptoms of a lack of motivation.
You know, I can really appreciate that because I've experienced myself that time where you feel that you've been busy. You certainly aren't sitting around like you'd think most people do, you know, if they're not into something. You really are busy.
Right.
But like you said, when it comes down to it, I'm not really doing the things that need to happen for the business.
Right. And so there's really not a feeling of accomplishment at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
even though you were busy.
I agree. So what then causes us to become unmotivated?
Well, a lot of different things. One common thing that causes us to be unmotivated is lack of vision and a compelling reason why you want to do this business. Maybe started out with a good vision, but it's kind of you haven't focused on it and are not clear on it. Another thing that causes a lack of motivation is spending a lot of time in activities that are actually areas of our weakness versus our strengths. We usually start a business using our strengths because that's what we're good at, and so that's what makes us excited about doing the business. But as we become business owners and entrepreneurs, there's a lot of things to be done, and when you're a small business, you end up wearing a lot of hats and doing a lot of different things, and sometimes people get caught up in doing those areas that are actually weaknesses of them and for them and spending a lot of time on those rather than their strengths, and that can be very demotivating. Another thing that can cause demotivation is conflicting beliefs, and this is probably the most common one, even though people don't realize it. It's not as obvious as some of the others. For example, if you say that you want to grow your business, double your business this year, and then you have a belief on the other side, maybe that's not real consciously clear to you, but you have a belief that says, if I double my business, I am going to have to work so hard. I mean, double as hard as I'm working right now, and I'm not sure I want to do that. And so you have those two beliefs kind of butting heads with each other, and that can be very demotivating. You can get tired before you even get started with beliefs like that. So really looking at the conflicting beliefs, because that's what can really demotivate.
I can really imagine that last one getting in the way a lot for people, because you do. You feel that it already takes this much time to do what I've got. So, you know, the logical thing would be to think, so then I would have to double everything. It's like, you know,
right.
if I'm making one recipe, the answer is to double it. And I think people just make that same leap. Okay, if I'm doing this much work, then I'm going to have to double it. And, you know, then that never feels good. It just never feels good.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
So how can I stay motivated? What are the keys to staying motivated?
Well, there are five main ways to stay motivated and things to look at if you find yourself in a really demotivated place. The first step is you need to get back to a clear and compelling reason why you want to do it in the first place. Sitting down, taking the time to write down what's in it for you, what's in it for the people you love and the people that are around you that you care about, and make that reason why so compelling that it excites you as you read it every morning. The second step is to take a good look at where your conflicting beliefs might be, and identify them and then get help, either choose to shift them yourself, or if you're finding difficulty, which some of them are hard to shift, then get help in shifting those beliefs to more positive, supportive beliefs, because nothing stops you faster than having a limiting belief that's blocking you from going to your success and to build your business the way you want. Another example of that, very common for service providers or helping professionals, is the belief that it's not okay to get paid to help others. And so that can just cause all sorts of problems when you'd actually like to make a nice living with your business and you like to have food with your meals. So so really taking a look at your conflicting beliefs and realizing when you're stuck or when you're in a place where you're demotivated, looking and saying, what's going on here? What am I thinking? What are the thoughts that are coming up for me, the downsides of really growing the business that I want to have or I say I want to have? And then step number four is to maximize your strengths and really look at how much of your day you are spending using your strengths versus how much of your day is spent using your weaknesses. And find ways to spend time doing activities in the area of your strengths and find ways to delegate or really minimize the time that you spend in the areas of your weakness. Because your weakness, when you spend time in the areas of your weakness, it is draining. It is, by nature, demotivating. When you spend time in the area of your strengths, it's energizing, and you feel excited about doing what you're doing. So spend as much time as possible there. Step number five is get an expert in your corner. Get someone to support you that will remind you of what you want, what your goals are, and what you said you wanted. Someone to help you see the beliefs that are holding you back. And this is really key. Like I said, sometimes it's hard to see for yourself. And to have somebody else that is used to looking for those limiting beliefs to show them to you and then help you move past them very quickly. And then someone to help you stay accountable and to stay in that place of consistent motivation so consistently throughout the year that you are making progress. And I think I just, did I say number five? I can't get the numbers straight. Not, okay.
Well, no, and you left out have a plan of action, so
yeah.
I was like, oh, God.
Okay, I forgot that action step. So let's go back to that other action step, the plan. Another way to stay motivated is to have a plan of action, to take consistent action. It really is motivating when you consistently take action steps. When you're not doing anything, you just get in that place of being less and less interested in doing something. So begin taking action and never underestimate the power of and the value of baby steps, consistent baby steps done every single day. So many of us want quantum leaps, quantum steps, but those usually aren't things that we're able to do consistently and they are not sustainable. And so be open to just taking baby steps, consistent baby steps, working towards your business, and you'll be surprised how far you get. So that's my five steps, not in the right order.
they're good steps no matter what, and you know, because it's not an action plan that you do one then you do two. It's
right.
You know, I recognize that, or I would imagine that it's, you know, all of these are happening. It's reminding yourself of all of these is the most important thing.
Right. Exactly.
And I can really hear, you know, of areas where people would get stuck. Like, for instance, you know, there's a big difference between having a vision and having a compelling reason why. And I can see the value of working with somebody who could help you really clarify that, because it is truly more important. I think a lot of people minimize that, mostly maybe because they don't know how to do it. So I can see the value of having somebody like you, a coach, you know, who could help them do that. So if I'm feeling like I need support and staying motivated and focused, how could I work with you?
Well, you can just email me at Leanna, L-E-A-N-N-A, at AmazingMondays.com, or you can go to my website, AmazingMondays.com, and get my contact information there. And we can set up a 15-minute complimentary consultation where we can talk about what's going on with you and your business and what you're really looking for.
That's wonderful, Leanna. Thank you so much for your time. I know this is definitely going to help.
Thank you so much, Leanna.